We are Italians. We touch each other. We we hug. We kiss. We are very, very close. Yeah, we know.
Emotional. And the food is better.
And the food is better. Yes.
No discussion.
I'm Italian. No discussion. Yes. The food is better.
130 und mehr. Reden über Hochbegabung. Ein Mensa-Podcast von Lina Holzmann und Erwin Klein.
Now it's working, I can see.
Okay.
Okay, let's start. This is eine besondere Ausgabe unseres Podcasts, weil zum einen ist Lina nicht dabei und ich mache das zum ersten Mal alleine. Zum anderen bin ich hier bei einer Live-Aufnahme in Italien, in Genova, zusammen mit Gaia Satta,
yes,
die Präsidentin von Mensa Italia. Und weil mein Italienisch sehr basic ist und Gaias Deutsch ähnlich, werden wir das Ganze auf Englisch machen und mal schauen, was daraus wird. So, welcome Gaia.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
And yeah, we try to make a little... Give some information about Mensa Italia, about your job and everything.
Okay. What do you wanna know?
You are Presidente di Mensa Italia since November. Since November. So, how is your experience up to now? How is your experience with the convegno now in Genova? And what is your job?
Okay, I usually do for Mensa a lot of things, because I was a local coordinator before and test assistant, like a proctor for the IQ test we use for people entering. And for me, it was a natural conclusion of the path, try to be in the board.
Yes.
And for me, being a president, it's a pleasure because Mensa for me, it's like family. And my job is try to make people happy, try to make things work. It's difficult. I didn't expect it was so difficult, but it's very challenging. And for me, it's kind of fun because I love challenge.
Ah, so great.
I have a very, very, very... how's the word?
In Italiano.
In Italiano, okay. Competenti.
Competent? Competence.
Competence.
Yeah.
Okay, so my board is very competent.
Ah, no, you mean competitive.
No, non-competitive. But they have skills.
Yeah.
So we are a team very... Sorry, it's my English. It's
no problem.
It's not so fine because when I'm emotional... I forgot the words. Usually I speak English better, sorry. And it's a pleasure for me work with my team.
When did you come to Mensa?
Yes.
How many years are you now a member of Mensa?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes, it's my 10 year. And I did things for Mensa since the first year. Because for me, it's useful if you are in an association, do it something.
Yes.
Unless it's not so... if you are in an association, you need to do something because it's the mood of the association. So I just want to be part of something.
See, sounds good. Just to explain, we are sitting in the middle of the lobby of the hotel. Around us, about 100 people who are checking out and talking and everything. So if you hear something in the background, it's just some Mensa noise. Don't let you disturb.
Normal Mensa noise.
Normal
yes.
Mensa yes. noise, yeah. So you are a member for 10 years now?
Yes.
And your place is Milano, is
yes,
right?
Yes, I live in Lombardy, in Milan.
Milan?
I'm from Sardinia.
But
I live in Milan since 20 years. So it's like kind of...
What is your profession?
I am a graphic designer.
Wow.
Yes, a graphic designer, and in past I do graphic for Mensa. As first job in Mensa, I was doing the graphic.
You do this nice blue
no.
announcements?
But the mood was planned by the past president.
Manuel Cuni.
Yes,
I
he
know
made
it.
The brand manual.
Yes.
And we follow.
Yeah.
Because it was a good brand manual.
It looks very good and very unique. You can see immediately or hear something of Mensa Italy, and it's one style and one direction. I like it very much.
Yeah. We have a lot of people who work for graphics and social, and they are very skilled and they have a good taste. So we try to make it beautiful. We try.
You are Italian.
Yes.
You have good taste by nature, normally.
I don't know, but thanks.
Normally. When I prepared a little bit for our interview, mm-hmm. I read that there are 2,700 members of Mensa
yes,
in Italy.
Yes.
In Italy, there are nearly 60 million people. So this is...
Yes, it's a very small amount of people, because we can have it more. But in Italy, associations like this are not very... We'll see. I mean, people think we are very
elitaire.
Yes, elitaire, yes.
Yes.
So we don't have a good reputation. We try, but we don't have it because people take it personally. No? So, you think you are more intelligent than me. You are elitarian.
So if you say you are a member in Mensan, it's difficult sometimes.
Yes, we don't have a lot of fun. So it's difficult because we need to change the vision of the Mensa. So we try in the social to be more inclusive or try to speak and explain ourselves in a fun mood. But people really don't understand. They treat us like we think we are the best.
A branch of genius and arrogant.
Yes, we are better than you, but we are not like this.
No.
Challenging.
Ah, really? What I was told is that most of the members live in the north, especially
yes.
Lombardia.
Yes. Lombardy is like 20% of the entire Mensa, something like that.
Yes. And it's just one small region, and with Milano, of course.
Yes, Milano is the city with more members, I think, because we are like 200, I think, just in Milan, yes. And 600 in Lombardy. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So this is the big part.
Yes, a big part of Mensa live in Milan or in Lombardy.
Yeah, I see. And last year I went to Sicilia, to Catania, mm-hmm. and I met people from Mensa Sicilia. It was very nice and we made a little excursion and they showed me some parts of the island. And at the end of the day they told me that I have seen nearly all Mensa members of Sicilia because there are maybe 20 or 30.
Yes. Yes, because in the south it's worse than the north. The things I told you before, they see us like an elite. And in the south, it's worse.
Even more,
yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but different kind of thinking. So they are very closed. So it's difficult. It's very difficult. But I love the mood of the south region because when they are... So small people, few people, they know each other, and they bond.
They are very close.
Yeah, they're very close.
Yeah, and they drive big distance in order to meet.
Yes, because I think if you leave the Mensa, in a positive way, you can find a lot of people who fits you, because. Mm-hmm. You can talk about everything. It's different. So people, it's committed and do a lot of kilometers for see other people because it's special. For me, it's special, and I think it's special for a lot of people in here because people want to be here.
Yeah,
a lot of people come at all events, no matter what distance is. We are friends in here.
Yeah, I see. Even how they accept me. It's my second time to take part in a convegno. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was in Ravenna, and I met a lot of them I saw in Ravenna, and I can feel it.
Yeah. You can commit again, because the next event, it's in Sicily. So, but not west, the east. So you can saw another part of Sicily in Palermo.
Palermo,
it's very good Palermo. You can eat arancini. Arancina, sorry.
See, when will it be?
In June.
In June,
yes. Or the first or the second weekend, I didn't remember now. But yes, it's summer
so far
in Sicily, so not bad.
Not too bad. What is it about?
It's not a convegno, it's a MIG, who means Mensa Italia Games, and it's focused on gaming, like a board game or game. In summer we can do something in the city, or but it's about fun and game, yes.
For divertente, divertire.
Yes, yes. For playing, yes, it's about playing. And I think it's a very good opportunity because Sicily is very cheap.
Yeah.
And everything is very good.
And attractive.
The food, the mood, the temperature.
Yeah, in it's June it's not too
hot. The perfect season. Come again.
It's an invitation. All the listeners, book a flight to Palermo and you will have fun, especially the people who love to play or love to game. And so you have this regular event, this convegno?
Mm-hmm. Convegno, meeting and the MIG, Mensa Italia Games.
Ah.
And we do usually New Year Eve.
Sure. Okay?
And that's it.
It's a lot.
But we have a lot of meeting in the region, in the local group.
See?
So we have a lot of things in our city, but national just free, four with New Year's Eve.
It's nearly the same like in Germany. We have also more this regional thing or local meetings, and maybe just even in a restaurant or in a pub.
Yes, yes.
Sit and talk. What is important also, this was your first convenio? Where you were in charge as
yes,
a president?
Yes, yes, it's the first, yes.
What is your resume? Are you satisfied? Is it only stressful or?
It was the most stressful event of my life.
Really?
Because a lot of people come to ask me things. But it was very, very fun because I love events, so I don't care if people come to me and ask things, but yes, it's it's okay. It's okay. It was a good first event because in Genova with friends, so
yeah, for me, it's a great city and a lot to see and a lot to do. And I took part in some events, per esempio, yesterday to the Basilico. Yeah, it's always about food in Italy,
yes,
in Germany. In Germany, it's more about discussion and science.
But we do something for discussion.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Table for discussion about Mensa,
yeah.
Carneadi was a debate.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I think so. In your consiglio, there are, as I know, three people.
Five. Yes.
Wrong information. You are the president?
Yes. And Amedeo Mela is the national secretary. Alfredo Arolchi, the national treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Viviana Fusetti, like IT and development.
Ah, okay. You have someone for IT.
Yes, IT and development, yes.
Yeah.
And Paola Deon, you met her, for communication.
Ah, that's interesting. And all this work together is in a good way, or is it sometimes difficult, or how is the general atmosphere?
The general atmosphere, it's fine because we knew each other. We made a team, so we go together at
yes.
the election.
Yes.
Because we want to work together, because we know each other, and we know we can work together. So it was.
You were elected as a group.
Yes. No. We can't be elected as a group, but we present us as a group, and
yes.
people choose to vote us together.
Okay.
So for us it was natural work together.
Yeah.
Because it was programmed to work together.
I see. And within Mensa Italia there was no big discussion if you are the right person or your group is the right group?
This particular election had few people, so it was kind of natural for the team.
Yes.
Because we were eight and we are five in the board, so it
okay.
wasn't really a choice. If you knew someone worked well together, you
yeah.
vote for.
Yeah, it's natural.
I don't like it because I prefer that more people want to be committed and try to be in the board, because it's a good sign if people want to do something, but this election was with few people, so
only a few people.
Yeah, a few people, yeah. Yes. And we were 5 out of 8, so
at least you are 5 and you're working well together.
Yes.
And this is what counts.
Yes. Yeah. But we used to work together before the board because we have other role.
Yes.
And so we work together since a lot of time.
Okay, so you were used to each other.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes, very used.
I see. Do you have any connections or experience with German Mensa? Or?
Yes, I was in Düsseldorf for IBD, not as a president, but for IVN.
Oh.
I was for presenting the volunteer. So it was a good experience. I met a lot of people. It was fun. I was with Simone, the past president.
Yes.
He's the delegate now for IBD, so you see Simone again, don't worry.
Nice. I couldn't manage to go to Düsseldorf, but I heard about...
It was fine. It was very good. It was my first international meeting.
Uh-huh.
Because I usually go just in Italy, but right now I want to go to more international things because it was very interesting and fun.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of people and I heard a lot of ideas I want to do in here.
Yes.
A lot of inspiration. It was useful.
Not just fun and pleasure.
No, a lot of ideas, good ideas. We want to do it in Italy.
Yeah.
And we start some collaboration, maybe exchange of ideas. For example, we have an award for the best game for Mensans.
Yes.
And the other countries came to us, we want to do the same. Can you say to us how to do it?
And yes.
And we help, and other countries have an idea, so how you made it, and we take.
To learn from each other.
Yes, it's an exchange.
Best practice.
Yes, very good.
It's good?
Yes, we made a lot of collaboration in Instagram and something like that. We met people and we start to collaborate. It was good.
Good.
Very good.
Good. And you like to be in Germany?
Yes.
Did you like Düsseldorf?
Not the first time in Germany. It was my 5th time, I think. Something like that. Yes, the 5th. I like Germany. So
nice to hear.
I do at time the Oktoberfest too, so...
You have been there?
Yes.
Really?
In Munich, yes.
I can't understand why Italians are so crazy about Oktoberfest.
Because we don't have it. It's simple as that.
In Germany it's the same. I lived more than 10 years in Monaco. At Oktoberfest time I say,
My best friend used to live in Munich.
Yeah.
And she gave me the
yes. The dress.
It was fun, yes. Because I was very in the mood.
Sure you can wear it perfectly. And Italians at the Oktoberfest, they are loved because they have fun and they are vivace. And so, yeah, it's legendary when they come. And on the other side, like me, a lot of people in Germany love Italy. Like to go here, and for me it was natural to get somehow connected to Mensa Italia. And what do you think about such an exchange?
We don't want to stay by ourselves. It's complicated because it's just one thing. A lot of people can talk in English, of course.
Si.
But a lot of people like me talk in English bad.
So the
difficulty is the language for me. But we are very happy if someone wants to come because.
Yeah.
We like to share things with other people, and we have a lot of people who really wants to be more international, so it's not a problem if someone came.
Okay, so if someone says, okay, Palermo sounds interesting, I love gaming, he can fill out the application.
For me it's possible, yes. They may keep in mind that a lot of people talk bad in English and something like that, but if the language is not a problem, yes.
That's not true. That's not true. Everybody I met here speaks English. Mostly better than me.
Yes.
So
okay.
My Italian is very basic. I had no problems. Of course you have problems when you come here, sit among Italians and they talk to each other. Because Italiani parlano molto, molto, molto rapido.
Yes,
and,
I know.
It's impossible to follow. But there is always someone who says, I explain you.
Okay. Meno male.
In general, yes. So I never felt uncomfortable. Sometimes I don't understand, so what? No problem at all about the language. I mean, you must speak a little English and so on. But what is remarkable for me, when you sit here, people see the name, oh, this is not Italian, and they ask, where are you from, blah, blah, and they want to know. You don't sit there alone and wait for someone. There always comes someone. Yes. That's my experience.
Because Mensans, in general, I think, in all the country, Mensans are curious and about people, about sharing information, meet someone new. Yeah. I think it's a Mensan thing, because you are in an association and you want to associate. So.
Yeah, we are all members in this association.
Yes, yes.
But Italians are more communicative and more talkative and more laughing and more, for example, in Germany or in England or in other countries. But that's a good thing about Italy.
We are Italians. We touch each other. We we hug. We kiss. We are very, very close. Yeah, we know.
Emotional. And the food is better.
And the food is better. Yes.
No discussion.
I'm Italian. No discussion. Yes. The food is better. You enjoy?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I met very nice people. I got some telephone numbers where to call when I come back in vacanza. I don't go only to Italy for Mensa, but also privately. Okay, so you would say to German members, come to Italy, you're welcome?
Yes, come. You're very welcome. We like to meet people. Come.
Yeah, and I can say...
And Palermo is a very beautiful city.
You have been there.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, he said, I've been in Palermo 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Back again to Lombardia, you live in Milano.
Yes.
I think it's the biggest city in Italy.
No. Milano is small. It's very small.
It's small?
Yes. It's a city, metropolitan city, of course, with a lot of people, but it's not so big. You can go through city in 1 hour. I think it's not London, it's not Rome, it's a small city with a lot of people.
So you recommend Milano?
Yes, it's easy. It's an easy city. It's easy to go in places visited, it's easy to eat, it's easy to do an activity. It's easy. It's not cheap, but it's easy.
Okay, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
But it's easy.
Good combination. Okay, I say thank you very much.
No, thank you.
That's very interesting and nice to have met you here. And yeah, Mensa Italia è molto, molto simpatico per me. Mm. And I will recommend to anybody in Germany to come here. And
you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. And I need to say something, I can?
Oh, you can say anything.
I forgot the surname of Paola, Paola Deon, because I say the surname of everyone and not hers.
Oh.
Sorry. It was my mistake. Sorry, Paola, I love you.
If you want to greet anybody else or whatever. And
I love everyone, but I forgot this surname. It was my mistake. So, sorry, everyone, for my English. In Italian, I am smarter, but in English, sorry, not so much.
No problem at all. Thank you for your time und I switch over to German. Dies ist eine Ausgabe, ihr habt es gehört, also ein bisschen improvisiert, irgendwie ganz anders, aber deswegen auch, wir lieben Experimente und schreibt uns, was ihr davon haltet, wie ihr es gefunden habt. Wie immer auf 130undmehr@web.de. Wir sind auf Instagram auf 130undmehr und das nächste Mal ist Lina ganz sicher wieder dabei. Ciao Gaia.
Ciao.
Una buona giornata.
Buona giornata a tutti.
A tutti.
Thank you so much.
Grazie mille.
130 und mehr. Reden über Hochbegabung. Hier noch einige Informationen zu unserem Podcast 130 und mehr. Lina und ich sind beide Mitglieder bei Mensa, der größten Vereinigung von Hochbegabten weltweit. Insgesamt gibt es auf der Welt rund 250.000 Mitglieder, in Deutschland sind es knapp 20.000. Das Besondere an Mensa ist, man kann dort nur Mitglied werden, wenn man einen nachgewiesenen IQ von 130 oder höher hat, daher der Name unseres Podcasts. Das Besondere an uns beiden ist, Lina ist 20 Jahre, ich bin 68 Jahre alt. Wir sehen also das Thema Hochbegabung unter sehr unterschiedlichen Gesichtspunkten und unter sehr unterschiedlichen Perspektiven. Wir sprechen über Familie, über Freunde, über Eltern, über Schule, über Späterkannte, eben über den ganzen Kosmos, was Mensa gerade ausmacht. Und wir holen uns von Zeit zu Zeit Gäste dazu, die aus ihren Erfahrungen berichten oder uns mit ihrer Expertise bereichern. Das Ganze passiert ehrenamtlich. Wir machen das aus Spaß und aus Interesse am Medium und freuen uns über Reaktionen, über Kommentare in jeder Hinsicht, über Kritik. Wir sind erreichbar per Mail über 130undmehr@web.de und man findet uns auf Instagram unter 130undmehr. Außerdem, da wir das Ganze ehrenamtlich machen und es natürlich sehr viel mehr Zeit kostet als erwartet und wir auch alles, was es zu finanzieren gibt, selbst von unserem eigenen Geld bezahlen, haben wir eine kleine Seite eingerichtet auf der Webseite buymeacoffee.com. Dort kann man uns virtuell einen Kaffee oder auch zwei spendieren. Man findet uns dort auf buymeacoffee.com/130undmehr. Wir freuen uns über jede Unterstützung, über jede Zuwendung, werden jeden, der uns einen Kaffee spendiert, loben und preisen und hoffen einfach, dass es euch gefällt und ja, dass ihr dabei bleibt und uns Anregungen gibt, Kritik gibt und uns hoffentlich weiterhin unterstützt. Vielen Dank.